The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Automatic got called out and he feels offended. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I am a cat dad. I'm a proud cat dad. And I was on the internet the other day talking about my cats. I had posted some video of my cats. And then we talked about it here on the show. And a guy actually came to my page and said, he's like, how do you call yourself a cat dad? And you don't even have an Instagram page for your cats. And I was like, okay. I have a pretty busy life. I don't know if I have the time to do that. And then I really sat back and I thought, you know what? Our cats deserve a page. Our dogs have a page. Dos Huskies, if you want to.
Dos Huskies, yeah, which we haven't uploaded anything in years. But anyway,
but
that's
now,
just going to happen to the cats.
Now I'm going to create, and here's going to be the name, the username, 2BS Cat Bros.
What does BS stand for?
British Short Hair.
Okay,
cats.
Yeah, there you go. See, I love that.
Yeah, so they're two
very
BS
smart
cat bros.
You know why this is happening, though? It's because Exhibit. Do you remember Pimp My Ride back in the day on MTV? Come on, we all remember Pimp My
Everybody
Ride.
Reminds,
Exhibit,
yes.
Right. He has a cat named Thundercat. She has been with him since the Pimp My Ride days. Thundercat is 20 plus years old.
Yeah.
And Exhibit is like, people love my cat. In fact, he made his debut on the Today Show. He's like, nobody ever called me to be on the Today Show. Get on it, Otto. We need some sponsors for our cat.
We never got any sponsors for our dogs. I don't know if we're going to get them for our cat.
I'm just upset about the amount of like parent shaming happening with the cat dad community.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, you know, can I just be a cat dad in peace? I did just recently get a cat dad T-shirt from one of my mom's friends. She actually mailed me a shirt that says cat dad on it.
Otto was ignoring me the other day on his phone, as he normally does. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm looking for bubble cat backpacks. I said, oh, my gosh. What are we doing
here? There
you
go, dude.
Yep.
There you
go. I'm embracing
it. Anytime anybody challenges your cat dadness, you tell them that you're looking at those bubble backpacks.
Exactly. And, you know, I will say my dogs are a little offended by this, but, you know, they're going to learn to live with it.
They'll be fine. All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Cousins Day.
Ooh, shout out all the primos out there. I was just talking to my cousin last night because, you know, my Theo Tom, my Uncle Tom used to make the best waffles. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Every Sunday, I loved staying with them because every Sunday he was home and he would wake up bright and early. And the first thing, I would open my eyes, I could just smell the waffles, like Donkey says, so good. Because we never had waffles in my casa house. We only had pancakes. I was like, they're so average.
Well, grab your favorite cousin and get a shot of tequila. It's National Tequila Day.
Hey.
That's Otto's drink.
That's what I like. If I'm turning up, that's what I'm going to drink.
Otto, you drink it the worst way. You're the first person that had me try tequila. I didn't know what tequila neat meant. It means disgusting. It's hot. There's no salt on it, no lime on it. It's just warm. Blech.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The down of the DM. This one was a little bit crazy. Carly was absolutely convinced that her boyfriend, Victor, was Facebooking this woman, Misty. She said, Dana, I saw the messages. I know it. So I pretended to be Misty and I called Victor and I gave it my all and it did not go down in the DM. We can just stay in and get to know each other.
I'm a little confused. This is part of the process, right? I guess. I don't know. I don't want to pay for extras or anything. And we can't stay more than an hour because Carly works at 2 and we're like easily 30 minutes away from your place without traffic.
Hold on just a second, Victor. You're going to bring another woman with you?
Yeah, your message said you needed us both to meet Misty and stay for at least an hour before we take her home.
Who is Misty?
So, of course, Carly broke in. I'm like, girl, what are you doing? And then Victor explained who Misty is.
I was talking to another woman.
I mean, I couldn't see the woman's Facebook page. Why was it on private?
I was trying to surprise you with Misty. She's a toy Pomeranian.
Oh, my God. You're buying Carly a puppy.
Bought her a puppy. I bought it.
So the man is taking things to the next level. He bought her a dog.
Definitely the next level when you start sharing pets.
Not to mention, no offense to my pound puppy parents out there, but it also wasn't a pound puppy. It's a toy Pomeranian.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine.
You got some money.
She's going to put little Misty in her bag and take her everywhere she goes and show her off. I thought that was so cute. And then they got into it like a little back and forth, and she was so excited and she was so happy. To me, it just shows that the relationship is extremely strong. Because when you go out,
when she's not accusing him of cheating, yeah.
Oh, Otto, you would have been suspect too if you saw a random message. Yeah. Come on now. But the pet thing, Otto and I are married. Obviously, we've got a couple of pets together, and we've got four pets actually together. And I have seen you go through an adoption process with one of your ex-girlfriends. No. I'm not going to pry too much, but I think it's important because I feel like you guys were at a good level at that moment, right? She helped you pick Metro out, correct?
No, that's what you guys, that's what she tells you guys.
She told me that. She told me.
And you guys are still friends with her. I get it. Okay, you guys like being a friend. That dog, I got that dog. That dog is mine. I got that dog by myself, and she happened to be in my life when I was searching for the dog.
Okay.
She directed me to it, so that was not a relationship pet. And Metro was my ride or die forever and always because she left me hanging, even though she is still your friend, whatever.
Okay, told me you called her at 3:30 a.m. the other day. Anyway, now we're going to move on. She did. She just revealed that to me. We were talking. Okay, so
Dana's spilling all your tea.
One of your ex-girlfriends, and let me ask you if this is important because I would think so. You had Metro and she had a dog, this pug dog. How important was it for you that your dog got along with her dog? Because you're talking about a blended family.
Dana, now we're talking about my other relationship?
Yes.
Okay, here we go, dude.
Oh, yes. I forgot you took Metro to the next girlfriend, too.
Yes, yes.
And you're still calling the old girlfriend?
No. Okay, first of all, I've been single for
There's
like 2 years.
Oh, here.
Okay, anyway, listen. Yeah, I did have to blend in Metro, my old dog, with my ex-girlfriend's current dog, and that is a process when you're blending pets together. And fortunately enough, my pet, Metro, did get along with my ex's dog, and they were cool and compatible with each other.
Oh, good.
But the only thing I didn't like is I had to take her dog outside as well as my dog, too, and we lived in an apartment complex on the third floor.
Ooh.
And that was just annoying to have to take her dog
out. Well, you're going to take your dog anyways. Why wouldn't you just take her dog with you?
Well, my dog is my dog. You know, that's my road dog. I'm going to take him out anytime. That's easy. But carrying her little pug around? Oh, my God.
Hold on. Would she take your dog?
Yeah, she would. She was kind about it, too.
Sounds to me like that dog at is what broke you guys up.
I was going to say, at least she would take the dog out. I've been married to Dana for I don't know how many years, and she's never taken the dogs anywhere.
I ran with the dogs all the time. Now, Tootsie Roll Patrol? Nah. And Otto swore, we're getting this cat. I'm not cleaning any litter every day. I'm going to go clean my boy's litter box. He loves cleaning the cat litter now.
I just want to make sure they're healthy.
That's what it is. Okay. Are you taking things to the next level with your partner? Or when did you buy that pet? Because I think pets, even
that
before kids.
That seals the deal.
It does. Or blending your kids and pets and everybody. Share your story now, 877-730-DCS1. Getting a pet with your partner does not mean next level. And are you picking a pet out? We'd love to hear from you. Call us up. Let's talk about it next.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, so Carly was convinced that her boyfriend Victor was talking to this woman. She confronted him. Which is why I was really thrown off. Like, okay, he's denying it. She saw the messages. Then he deletes them from Facebook. And then we found out it didn't go down to the DM. This whole Misty is a dog. Getting a pet is next level. Cindy, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. How long have you been with your boyfriend? And are you guys taking it to the next level with a pet?
I've been with my boyfriend for almost 2 years, and I've wanted a pet because all my kids and stuff are back home, so I'm kind of lonely. So we've decided to get a puppy. He kept telling me no at first because we were in the process of moving, but we moved in our place, and I kept finding puppies, and he was like, hold on, and then finally he gave in, and we're going and getting her this weekend.
What kind of puppy is it?
She's a mix between a Shih Tzu and a Yorkie.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I bet she's adorable. What are you going to name her?
Harper.
Now listen here, Cindy. You and Harper are going to join. Obviously, you know, all three of you now are family. Are you ready for this next level of commitment? Because I do believe when you bring a pet into the relationship, it's the next step.
Yes, we are.
Who's doing, you know, Tootsie Roll Patrol, as Otto's family called it?
We're going to share responsibility, but he has more time off, so he'll be doing more with her
than me. That's right. That's right, Cindy. You put your man on Tootsie Roll Patrol.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
So there's this guy on Tinder, I guess that's what it is. And you're the expert when it comes to being single. I haven't been single in years. Obviously, I'm married to Otto. He had to swipe 2 million times to get a date.
Two million times. Now, that is perseverance, okay? That is dedication. This man is an inspiration to all men out there. Dude, imagine being shut down 2 million times, and yet you still went out there and found yourself a date.
You found plenty of dates, right? And when it comes to the apps and stuff, you've had some good luck.
plenty would be a stretch, but also I think automatic is like, you're championing this man much more than you think, my friend.
Okay.
It's not the same as like when you're walking up to a woman out in public and you get rejected. Yeah. He's literally sitting there probably on his toilet, going left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. So God bless that 2 millionth woman who said, I'll swipe right with you, because who knows what she signed up for.
So I understand how this works. And you know how? I was inside an airplane traveling recently, only been a few weeks. And in front of me was this elderly gentleman. And when I say elderly, I mean it, probably 80. And he had his phone on big letters and big, you know what I mean?
Because yeah, so
he can't
see it.
So I could see. Yeah. What he was doing. He was going through a multitude of much younger women. I'm talking decades younger. left, just going. He had like emails of, I was like, what is he doing?
Player.
Is that what you do? You just go through all these people?
Well, also, like, another thing is you have to pay for it. So, like, you can't.
Well, he must have had a big bank.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what is this?
Well, if he's 80 and he's still trying to pull younger women, I'm thinking he has a big bank.
I guess so. Well, I want to make sure you're talking about the bank. I think the man that had to swipe the 2 million to finally get a date, there was something else going on. In his profile picture, he's taking a photo with snakes. He has 33 snakes.
No wonder he couldn't get a date.
That's what I think, right? What are some of the things you shouldn't post in your profile according to Tinder? I want to get married right away. Your political views. And look demands.
And pictures with snakes.
Okay, there you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There is a biopic set to be released next year about Snoop Dogg, and I can't wait.
Mm.
How does Snoop Dogg go from gangster rapper to, you know, appearing in court? The man was charged with murder to being Martha Stewart's best friend. I mean, that's where we are now.
And an American icon.
Yes. And a sports commentator. It's got to be one of the greatest stories in the history of just the country.
And that's why we're getting a biopic about Snoop Dogg.
I can't wait.
So it's not going to come out till 2027, August of 2027. And the guy who directed Hustle and Flow is actually going to be the director of the biopic.
Wow.
His name is Craig Brewer.
So it should be good. I don't know who's going to play Snoop. They're going to have to find an actor that
can carry
themselves.
What it's going to be about. We don't know if it's going to be about his entire life or just a time period of his
life. A biopic usually covers certain time periods. It can be beginning, middle, and end, or it can be beginning and then a part two comes, kind of like Michael Jackson's biopic, which was hugely successful. It didn't include Janet. It didn't include a lot because they have another one coming. They knew how big it would be. With Snoop, they could do something like that. The fact that Madonna's biopic was scrapped shocked me.
But that was her who scrapped it.
Because they didn't want to do a big enough budget. And
she
said
they didn't put enough budget behind it and that she didn't like the creative ideas that they had for it.
Well, the creative ideas, she said a lot of it was like made up. She's like, I'm still alive. Like, people know my story. How are you going to lie about how I came up? You know, she has a lot of controversial issues that happened in her life, from her dating past to the book she put out to the way that she carried herself. MTV didn't want to run some of her videos. And she's like, we got to be real and honest about my history and today.
I'm disappointed that the Madonna one's not coming out because I thought they actually cast the role really well with I think her name is Julie Garner, the girl from Ozark. Remember?
Yes.
The blonde girl? Yes.
Yes. Oh, she would have.
Oh, that'd be good.
That was such a great role for her. And I mean, hopefully they can get it back on.
With a Michael Jackson, and we talked about this earlier, Anthony, off air, you know, his biopic is so amazing and it's introduced his music to generations of people. And isn't it amazing to be able to hear that? And it's like so good still to this day.
Yes, and it still holds true. The music is still good to this day. And now that we're talking about Michael Jackson, I almost feel as like, shouldn't Prince deserve his own movie too?
I wrote that down.
Oh, of course Prince deserves
it. I wrote that down.
Mm-hmm. But he's already got Purple Rain, which is already in like the Music Hall of Fame, if you ask anybody who actually cares about music.
That was not a biopic, though.
It's not a biopic.
Don't get me wrong, I love Purple Rain.
It was loosely based on his life.
Yeah, but it was very loosely based on whatever. And that was back in the 80s and 90s or something. So I think Prince deserves what Michael Jackson got, something fabulous. Beyoncé would be another artist that a biopic, think about her life starting out. She'd been a singer since she was a child. She sang in her mother's beauty shop. Her dad quit his job at a plant to focus on career.
Oh, I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure Jay-Z's got it all written out already.
He's going to make all the money on it. Exactly. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.